Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Labour's former Broadcasting Minister, Willie Jackson, says Warner Brothers Discovery New Zealand's operations have been in financial strife for some time. The owner of TV3, Bravo, Rush and Eden announced yesterday it will close its news and current affairs in June, with as many as 200 jobs set to go. Mr. Jackson says he got the briefing from the company before the election.
And they did say things were not going too well. They didn't ask for any assistance in terms of funding, but they were pretty clear that things were not too good. I didn't expect them to be closing in six or making announcements in terms of closing, 4 or 5 months later. But I thought they were going to come up with some other sort of strategy.
Willie Jackson says the announcement highlights the importance to secure funding for Māori media, which is only guaranteed until 2026, unless new Māori Development Minister Toma Potuka can provide funding past the date. A Māori academic says the government's decision to scrap the Māori Health Authority will reinforce a cycle of poverty and welfare dependence by whānau Māori. Mei Hanajuri, Massey University's Deputy Vice-Chancellor for Māori, says Te Aka Whaora was a rare example of government supporting Māori solutions.
Once you take away things that our people have built off the back of three generations and three decades, for example, of championing Māori health, those things have an inherently negative impact upon our ability to move forwards confidently into the future. So I think the government really does need to take a cold, hard look at the impacts of some of these decisions.
Professor Jury says he's concerned about the future of other initiatives, such as Ngā Tini Whetū, a whānau-centred early support prototype involving Te Puni Kōkiri, Oranga Tamariki, ACC, and the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency, designed to strengthen families and improve the safety and well-being of children. The manager of Kaitaia's Te Ahu Museum says the Māori community abhors the theft of taonga. A core or digging stick used for kumara cultivation was stolen from the museum last week, but returned within 6 hours after Whina Te Whiu put out a plea on social media. It follows the theft and return of a taonga from Te Rau Aroha in Waitangi in November. Ms Te Whiu says the core was taken by someone local.
We know from the third party who returned it that the family was very distressed and were very sorry that it happened and they just wanted it returned.
Whina Te Whiu says Te Ahu is reviewing its security, but it will be a shame to lock everything in glass cases or behind barriers. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle!